Pheasant Rump First Nations. 4 years ago, tragedy hit Pheasant Rump Nakota First Nation when Kendra Kakakawe suddenly passed away at a young age. They wanted to remember the young woman who was friendly, loving and kind to everyone she met. She was the niece of Julie Kakakawe, who said they had discussed how they could keep her memory alive. They came up with holding bingos to raise money for a special memorial dance at the 2024 powwow. This will be for women over 18 years of age, and will include the traditional, jingles and a fancy shawl dances. The special event will cost around $20,000 in prizes and it is their hope to raise this money through the bingo events. Not only is it for the memorial special, but a feast will be held beforehand for all who wish to join. Kendra's spirit name is White Thunderbird Woman, and it takes 4 years for the spirit to reach its final resting place. This will be at the powwow. On November 12, the first of many bingo events was held at the Kisby Recreation Center to raise the funds needed to hold the dance. Participants were asked to bring a non-perishable food item for the Carlisle and District Food Bank. Those who did were given an extra chance at the prizes. 75 people came out on this afternoon to enjoy a social event and the chance to win many of the prizes that were up for grabs. Kathleen MacArthur was the bingo caller, and she entertained the crowd with her jokes when waiting for prizes to be handed out. Over $1,200 in cash prizes and more than 25 merchandise gifts were distributed. Kakakawe said they will ask for donations again for the next bingo on November 29, but they ask that this item be a toy. They plan to adopt 3 families for the project, which they will call Kendra's Angels, that are in need this Christmas, by suppling them with toys for their children and food to fill their cupboards. Times are difficult for many families and Kakakawe said they want to help where they can. Kakakawe said anyone can nominate a family from the southeast by giving details on children's ages and where they are located. The name may be given to her and will be kept confidential. The bingos will continue throughout the winter to not only raise funds for this cause but to bring some entertain to the community. The initial bingo raised over $3,600. Kakakawe was very pleased with the outcome of the day and hopes they will continue to be a popular event this winter.